Who, Pocahontas? Pocahontas, well, no, she's, look, she is,
it's very offensive.
You tell me, oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
If you could read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga.
You ever see them signs on a highway billboards years ago? I'd walk a mile for a camel. Or they used to have cigarette commercials. The guy used to say I'd walk a mile for a camel. Well, let me tell all you young people out there. The big man would walk 20 miles for a quaalude. Let me tell you. That was the drug back there.
Who the fuck is that guy?
So we'll talk about this later.
Fuck, Evan, we're down 2 points.
Fucking calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Fuck you, man.
The gayest thing I saw last week was games being played in a tournament style, ending in a tie. That is gay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about soccer. Soccer is gay. I can't believe that I used to defend that shit. I would be one of those people that would try to be all stuck up and be like, oh, soccer is the most popular sport in the world. It's gay. It truly is. If every time I have to listen to the commentary and they have a little gay English accent, the sport is gay. It's boring as hell. There are some good moments of it, but man, when you've watched MMA, when you've watched hockey, when you've watched basketball, and when you've watched football, soccer is gay. Like, you get touched and you turn into a fucking roly-poly or you get touched and you damn near act like you just got fucking shot. Yeah, so soccer is it's gay. It's retarded. Don't understand. Well, I understand why it's such a big deal, because it's so cheap to get into. All you need is a fucking ball and some shin pads, and those are optional, you know, at a young age. You don't even need those, but you can go play soccer starting now. But I don't like it, and you don't like it either. Nobody likes soccer. People just care to like it. Or pretend to like it, you know, when the World Cup is going on. I woke up this morning and I decided that any little momentum I had with this podcast, I was going to go ahead and sabotage all that shit. I have an idea, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I have an idea of doing one podcast a month, specifically because I feel like too much of something is annoying. And if you've listened to the amount of podcasts I've listened to, it's over a while, like, if especially if you're like releasing them every week. I don't always want to hear a person every week, you know? I'm going to start doing it once a month. But beyond that, I believe I'm just going to put these behind a paywall on Patreon. And I'll like release like clips of the podcast for the month on like the Apple Podcast and Spotify Podcast. But I'm gonna do it once a month. So that way I actually have something to talk about. You could do like a month in review, and That way, whenever you hear my voice, it's something special, and it's not just you're not just hearing it for the sake of me putting shit out because I feel like I need to put shit out. But that way, that one for the month will cover everything that has happened for that month. So the goal is for those to be longer, like real long podcasts versus like the 25, 45 minute podcasts that I've done. But if I put it behind a paywall, I'm able to do. I'm going to blank that part out so nobody knows what I did. But I have some really, really, really good ideas to make this interesting, to make podcast interesting, to where it's almost going to be like an out-of-body experience.
Like, it's like I had an out-of-body experience.
If you know, you know. Yeah, man. I think that will really help out with the creativity that I have. And if I do what I really, really, really want to do and what I have planned for it, I know this shit could be big. I know if I apply myself to anything, I could do it. The problem is like really having that self-belief. Because as quick as I said that, like right now, like that self-belief is like, oh, can you really do anything? You know what I mean? Yeah, I know when I apply myself to something that I really want to do and that I really have a passion for, I can make anything happen. So yeah, I more than likely gonna start it on start releasing them in January in the new year. I might do maybe one or two more here or there. But I really got different plans for this. And, you know, obviously I'm going to release like some stuff for, I need to create a YouTube channel for this. And I'll release like little bits and pieces here or there on the YouTube channel to show you guys, if you do decide, to fuck with me, you know, what you would be getting. And it's only going to be like a dollar a month. I'm not going to charge anything crazy. But I want to put it behind a paywall because I don't want to have to, I want to avoid like copyright strikes and all that weird shit that people have to do in order to get permission to do certain shit. I'm not going to do none of that. So I'd rather put it behind for like a dollar a month and go from there. let me see here. Yeah, I really don't have too much to talk about. Elon Musk kicked Kanye West off Twitter. I think like right after he reinstated. Kanye is wild right now. Everybody's saying he's in a psychotic break, but I think he's just being funny. Like, I think he's trying to be funny. But he made some really great points, when he was talking to, Alex Jones. He said, I should probably pull up the quote directly, but let's see, Kanye. Oh, let me go to DuckDuckGo. Google Chrome and Safari isn't going to show it to me. Kanye. Alex Jones. He was pretty much saying, that all people have, there is good that come out of evil people is pretty much what he was saying. So he was doing Hitler. He was like, I mean, well, you know, Hitler created the microphone. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, you know, that's fucking like, are we going to say nothing good ever came out of the microphone? You know, as much bad came out of it, and it was a lot, it was intended for bad shit first. If this is true, I'm not going to look any of this shit up. I was going to, but as soon as I started, fuck it. But that's with everybody. Like, even, like, as fucked up as, like, anything, like, as bad as a person is, there is something good that you can take away from that person across the board with anybody. And I don't know, it's too many people walk around like their shit don't stink. Like, it's so weird, the holier than thou view that so many people seem to have nowadays. Like, the ability to sympathize with anybody, it's almost like a crime to want to sympathize with somebody, because then you get looked at as being a defender of them, or whatever the case may be. But I mean, we all got angels and we all have demons. We all have good shit that people want to, that we want the people to see about us. And we all have bad shit that we don't want anybody to know. You know what I mean? Like, there's thoughts that I have, and it's like, man, like, if that thought ever got out, it would be over for me, you know? Like, but that's just the thing, man. It's just because it's a thought doesn't mean, like, you know, you act upon that thought, like, you know, and that's really across the board with anything, you know, even with being sad, it comes and it goes. Same thing with being happy, it comes and it goes, you know, like, you never want to get too high on either emotion, and I've been guilty of doing both. I've been guilty of being, real high on my happiness, and you know, I would feel as low as, you know what I mean, like, I would just sit in that, you know, and it's not good to do any of those things, you know. Like, you want to have a healthy balance of, it's like what 50 Cent said in Many Men, when he said, joy when it feels so good, if it wasn't for pain, the sun when it feels so good, if it wasn't for rain, something, whatever it is. But yeah, like, joy doesn't feel good without pain. And you know, we don't enjoy the sun without a few days of cloudy weather. So it's, you know, what I've been practicing and learning how to do is whatever I feel it, accept it, and almost like move on. Yeah, because I mean, sitting in your feelings is gay as hell anyways, but even with being happy, you know, like, I'm literally, being happy is gay. It's like the literal definition of it. But I don't know where I was going with that. I'm not going to. I swear to God, I start smoking weed and I think I become fucking Marcus Aurelius and fucking Socrates, all wrapped up in one. So yeah, Kanye Kanye's been saying some shit, but that's kind of, like, he's always gonna say some shit. Like, he's always gonna do something. It's like, it's crazy because it's like literally the pattern. Like, if, like, It's the pattern of his fucking existence. He tries to be outside the norm, and it is what it is, because to some extent, I feel that certain, like, that same way. I don't want to be, like, as unoriginal as I am. I feel like I'm pretty original, you know. I don't want to, like, you know, like, in doing podcasts and in doing comedy, I purposely stopped watching different podcasts and stopped listening and stopped watching comedy for the simple fact, like, I didn't want to feel like I was taking anything from anybody. You know what I mean? And to me, that's a real fine line, because inspiration is inspiration. Like, I mean, from fucking Joe Budden, Joe Rogan, hell, any, like, podcast that I fucking listen to, the Shane Gillis's, Matt McCusker's, Stoner Dad's, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, like, all that shit. I understand the feeling of not wanting to be like anybody else. Because that's why I stopped listening to, like, that shit, or not that shit, but that's why I stopped listening to the podcast. And, just because I don't want to feel like I take, like, if it's subconsciously or up, or, if it's consciously or unconscious, I don't want to, you know, take their thoughts and ideas, and then I come on here and then I spout them off like they were mine. Now, if I do that, I believe that I have the wherewithal to be like, well, I got that from this. But if I don't, you know, I don't know. But who fucking listens to this shit anyway? I mean, who's going to go fucking tell? Like, I don't think word's ever going to get to fucking Joe Rogan or anybody that I've mentioned before that, hey, this idea that you were talking about on this guy, he started, like, who the fuck am I? Yeah, Kanye's wildin'. Elon is not living up to his word. Some hoe-ass shit. I didn't realize... See, this is why we need, like, this is why you need your own infrastructure. If I feel like if you're going to be, like, any sort of, like, any, like, if you're going to be just any, like, creative, if you really plan on doing or selling anything, you know, like, because anything that you say that they don't like, they can, like, bro, they kicked the former president off of Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think that they'll, like, kick you out of, like, and I keep bringing up Twitter. I don't even have a fucking Twitter. I don't care about none of that shit. But, like, for creative people, like, to an extent, I need it if I want to promote this. Also, with that, I'm going to stop promoting this, too. I'm just going to drop it. And, obviously, I'm going to promote the link to the Patreon. But I'll do that, like, one time whenever I do my first, you know, when I'm not going to force it down people's throat. If y'all want to just get the, you know. Yeah, you know, you need your own infrastructure, because that's the only way that you can, like, you might say something and you might even think it's wrong, like, a day or so later, you know what I mean? But you should be able to forgive yourself. It seems like forgiveness is just not out there anymore. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. People only have power in their voice if you give them power in their voice. You know what I mean? Like, Like, I could separate the art from the person. You know what I mean? Like, if there was, I don't know how to express it. And I feel like if I do express it, it's going to sound stupid as hell. And it doesn't fucking matter anyways, because y'all know where I'm at with it. I feel like you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want, say whatever the fuck you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody. But yeah, you need your own infrastructure. So that way you could put yourself on like your own platform, and you know what I mean? Like, you're standing on other people. Like, you can get placed off of that, but you're not going to place yourself off of your own platform. If that makes any sense. Let me see here. I said I wasn't going to look shit up, but I think I'm going to look shit up just so I could extend this for another, do you think that they, I wonder how hard they vet the people that play Santa Claus at the mall. Y'all ever think about that? Like, do they vet them like super hard? What if it was just like a fuck? What if it was a dude who just got off on kids sitting in his lap all day? What if it was a pedophile? See, this is why I don't let my kids believe in Santa Claus, because there's never going to be a motherfucking picture of them. Oh, fuck. Wait, never mind. Goddamn, there is going to be a picture of them. My aunt used to bring a fake Santa Claus over. But I told them, they know that fucking, fuck, what if that dude was a pedophile? But yeah, like, what if the dude that played, you know, that was doing Santa was just fucking on fucking, on just fucking hard. It let a little kid sit on the lap, and them dumbass parents were just up there letting them. And that's my little holiday cheer for you. Would you guys, and this is more specifically for men, would you guys feel a type of way if there was like, you know, there's only like, there's movies that like really only the bros know. Would you feel a way if the girl you were dating, trying to date, if you have a girlfriend or not, if she knew about those movies before you told her about them, like if some other dude got to it first? I don't know why, but to me that is just fucking devastating. Like, I have no idea fucking why, but yeah, it's fucking,
Yo, shit. Close the door for me, bro.
I'm gonna end this right here.
Yo, stop fucking playing with me. I don't give a fuck about no bitch, no nigga, on the dead homies. Oh, my mom, everybody killer. Everybody killer, oh, my mom, everybody killer.
Kill them all, kill them all. Kill them all, let them know, let them know. Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all. Let them know, let them know. With my brain, in a fire with my mind. 50 bands in a day, wanting more but I'm straight. In a fade with my brain, in a fire with my mind. 50 bands in a day, wanting more but I'm straight. Bitch, I'm a product of war. Fuck is you being so positive for? Know it's a bitch that I'm blocking for sure. She thinks she gon' ask me what time I was born. Know that these niggas won't get me, just know I ain't selfish. I'm bringing you with me. Well, better she walk at the door. If I ain't let it go, she gon' grow to resent me. Hope you forgive me, but all of my opposite turn into hurdles. All of my problems becoming internal. Here go my life when you stuck in a circle. Like fucking, I'm hurt, so I might as well hurt you. Showing you love and they playing it smart. Covered in blood while I'm hanging with sharks. Come from the mud, it put stains on my heart. Holding a grudge and I'm taking it far. In a fade with my brain, in a fire.